gone beyond just fixing it. He's enhanced, you know, different programs. But now all of a sudden we have the health care. Is that going to be the albatross that we'll see tonight that Joe Biden will bring up time and time again? Where is the health care program? Is that something you think Joe Biden's going to use against the president tonight?
He might try, but I will sit here and tell you this point blank. I came up with a plan for the president. God willing, we'll use it. Chairman McDonald shared it with them. I mean, rates have to go down. Unfortunately, when we had a chance, when we were in the majority across the board, you know, John McCain stifled that opportunity. What I believe is going to happen, what needs to happen, is we really let the president allow him and his team to come across with real benefits that could work for everybody. And there's got to be a plan. It's not a better health plan. It's a plan on how to distribute health insurance in an affordable manner. Okay, the ACA did some good things with regard to pre-existing. Well, that was really the main crux of the ACA. Now, when you consider where the premiums are, and they're brutal, and as you get older, rates are going through the roof. This year, out-of-pockets are now $8,550 at a max. I don't know about you, but if I got to pay $600 a month and another $8,500 out-of-pocket, I don't know if I have that kind of money if I'm the average Joe.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. Pat, thank you so much. Let's talk again like next week because we got some deadlines coming up, and we'll talk about that. Have a great night. Enjoy the debate, and we'll talk with you again soon.
I look forward to it, Kevin. God bless.
Pat Casal, the owner of the Multi-Career Care Group. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas talks you right up to the debate broadcast from Nashville. That's all straight ahead right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:31, as we check out the traffic cams, and it looks like there are several crashes on US 95 working right now. Crews are on scene, 95 northbound at Ann Road. Several vehicles involved there. The two right lanes are affected, so you're going to want to stay to the left, 95 north at Ann Road. Also, 95 eastbound at Valley View, there's a vehicle there on the left shoulder. That's near the HOV lane. Also, another crash, 95 eastbound at Decatur. That's on the right shoulder, and it's affecting those who are merging onto US 95 eastbound. And do look for reduced speeds. Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury doing an interview with the Review Journal. And he said that he is relieved that the Golden Knights are not going to trade him. He is very happy to still be with the team and seems content to be part of a goalie tandem group with Robin Lehner. During the postseason, Fleury finished 3-1 with a 2.27 ERA, even though Lehner started most of those games. The Raiders continuing to go through practice as they get ready for their matchup against the Buccaneers on Sunday. All starting offensive linemen have been sent home as a result of contact tracing related to the coronavirus. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are counting down to a presidential election in 12 days. We're counting down to a final presidential debate in just minutes. Great to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. Maybe the busiest guy in all of Southern Nevada over the course of the last few days is the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, who joins us. And Mr. Secretary, first of all, thanks for joining us. You are here for an inspection at Lake Mead, also for a major announcement. Let's begin with Lake Mead. A lot of us take Lake Mead for granted. You obviously don't, and I know the president doesn't either.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. It was fantastic to view it today, and we actually designated a trail, a recreation trail there this afternoon, which makes up a 76-mile trail, and it's part of an over 1,200-mile trail designation that I made today for trails throughout recreational trails throughout the United States. And, you know, everyone knows that the president has done an incredible job building an economy and now rebuilding an economy. He's done a tremendous job rebuilding our military. But I really don't think he gets the credit he's due for dramatically investing in and focusing on ensuring that we have incredible recreational opportunities throughout the United States. And this designation was a part of it. Also, the president has signed into law the Great American Outdoors Act, which is the single biggest funding commitment for recreation activities through the federal government in my lifetime. And at the same time that it made a tremendous commitment to recreational activities, it also dedicated funding to improving our infrastructure and national parks, wildlife refuges, Forest Service land, and BLM land. And these recreational opportunities on public land can be so helpful to us for solace, rejuvenation, just outdoor exercise, but really finding ourselves. And we need to be outdoors. We know it, and the president knows it, and he's committed to it. And I just want to make sure folks know the tremendous things he's done in this space over the last 3.5 years.
Does it surprise you that a city slicker like the president, a New York sort of guy, would have this deep appreciation for the great outdoors?
Well, I think the reality is that both of his sons have been incredible sportsmen and incredible outdoors advocates, and I think he's seen through their eyes the incredible commitment. And remember, there's another New Yorker who is incredible for conservation, and that was Theodore Roosevelt. And I think the president recognizes that, you know, these landscapes need to be protected. We need to ensure that we have public access, and we need to, while we do multiple use, ensure that we have recreational opportunities that are fantastic for Americans.
I know folks that live in this area have a deep appreciation for Lake Mead and the Lake Mead National Recreation Area, but this is more than just recreation. I've been told that there are a lot of jobs that are attached to these areas around the country. Is that true?
That's absolutely that's very, very true. I mean, the Great American Outdoors Act, and this is so significant. For decades, really since the Reagan administration, Folks have been arguing about, should we do more conservation recreation investments, or should we invest in maintaining the infrastructure we had? And that's been a debate. The president of the United States in March said, I'm settling this debate. We're going to do both. We're going to invest in addressing our deferred maintenance problems, which is a tremendous job creator as we roll out projects. In a few weeks, I'll be announcing an entire list of projects of over $1 billion of infrastructure improvements. And then on top of that, he said, let's do $900 million a year forever, each year, for enhancing recreational opportunities. And those two things together are game changers in getting recreational infrastructure in place, developed, and utilized.
Again, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt joining us. A lot of folks, we know about the Department of Justice and some of the other cabinet-level entities. What is the Interior Department? What does it do?
Well, here's the bottom line. We manage 1 in every 5 acres of land in the United States, and we manage various properties simply based on the rules that Congress has given us. So some of our national parks, we manage a particular way. The Bureau of Land Management lands, which you, are, I'm sure, are very familiar with, we manage for multiple purposes. Our U.S. Fish and Wildlife refuges, we manage for different purposes. And then we also maintain as trustee millions of acres of land that's owned by individual Indians and Indian tribes. And so that's ultimately what we do, is we're a land management agency on one hand and a regulatory agency on another. And it's a tremendous tremendous honor to be the steward of these responsible these properties.
More coming up with Interior Secretary David Bernhardt. We're talking about his busy day here in Southern Nevada. And also we'll talk about the debate tonight. We'll do all that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and district judge. She understands the judge's role fairly and impartially applied around her trip. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Both
for and authorized by committee to elect Albertson.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back with David Bernhardt, Interior Secretary, and we are now just 12 days away from a presidential election. Early voting underway right now. I urge you, I beg you, make sure you get out an early vote. Don't leave it till November 3rd. Get out an early vote today. Let me just ask you, from an outdoorsman standpoint, what's at stake in this election, Joe Biden versus Donald Trump?
Well, you know, that's probably a question that's better addressed to the campaign, but what I can speak to is the president's track record here. And the reality is there has not been a president in my lifetime who's opened 4 million acres of land for hunting and fishing on wildlife refuges, which is exactly what the president did. He's ensured that our regulatory burdens on hunters and fishers are lined up in a manner that are consistent with state regulations, so that we're not in a position where you have to be a lawyer to decide if you can hunt or fish on federal land in a particular time or season. He has promoted public access in a way that is extraordinary, and then he's made this incredible recreational investment that we've spoken about. So here's the bottom line. Hunters and fishermen, anglers like myself, sportsmen, people that just want to get out and recreate, they couldn't have a better friend than what President Trump has done to ensure that they have access to our wonderful public lands.
I want to ask you about something that I think is vitally important. And when I travel the state and I go to the rurals or I go to northern Nevada, it's one of the things that always comes up, and that's the issue of federal lands. What is the president's stance towards federal lands, and is it time to give some of that land or make that land available to states again?
So the president has taken a pretty firm view on that, and his view is this, that look, we want to keep land in the federal estate, we want to manage our lands better, we want to maximize our collaboration with local communities, and we want to help folks in those communities drive forward with a thriving future. And that's why he's ensured that our permitting activities are expeditious, things like that. He believes that we should keep land in the federal estate, but at the same time, we know that communities that are surrounded by federal land, like your community I grew up in, Rifle, Colorado, their hopes and dreams depend on opportunities to utilize that land in ways that allows those communities to thrive. And we recognize that, and we collaborate on it, and we want to make sure that each community has an opportunity to have a great future.
Mr. Secretary, how difficult is it to do your job when the bulk of the legislative branch of government, located in Connecticut and New York and Boston, you know, and places like that, have no clue about what's going on out here? Is there an education process that needs to happen?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I'll be very honest with you. I've met with senators up on the Hill, and I've had them say, I've said, look, this is a very important matter for folks in the Western United States. And I've had them basically say to me, and not basically, explicitly say to me, there just aren't very many people out there. I mean, it's insane to me. Their view is that we just have millions of acres of land that just are out there, and they're like Central Park. And they're not. They're land that people have gone, settled on, thrived on, and have to have a positive relationship with the federal government, collaborating with them as a good neighbor and a good partner in order for those communities to thrive. And they just simply don't get it.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, and in looking ahead, one of the things I admire most about this president is his promises made, promises kept. Almost across the board, he has met or exceeded what he had promised in a campaign back in 2016. What are the campaign promises relative to the Department of Interior beginning in 2021?
Well, the president has been really, really clear. First, we've done a lot on deregulation, and he wants a lot more. But even in the last week, he issued an executive order last Tuesday saying, look, we need to get on top of the critical mineral situation. David, get on that right now, ASAP. Let's move forward on analyzing what our dependency is on these minerals, beginning to build solutions to move our dependency out of foreign countries. The president believes so much in manufacturing and bringing jobs back to America, and he recognizes that a stable mineral supply and mineral processing facilities are necessary to do that. So he's asked me to look on at that and spend time on that. He is completely a believer in the tremendous benefit, not only to the American economy, but to the American international position of energy independence. And we're pro renewables when it makes sense, and also traditional energy sources. And the president is there saying, look, energy independence, you keep marching forward on that. And then equally importantly, he's given me clear direction that this Great American Outdoors Act is the biggest infrastructure program Interior has had in decades, and we need to step up and get it done efficiently, effectively, maximizing every dollar we can. So those are just a few things that the president has laid out and said, get on with it, buddy.
And I've got to ask you, because as you well know, mining is a major component of our economy here in Nevada. Does Interior rule over mining, or is that some other governmental
agency? No, that's not. Well, I mean, rule over is an overstatement. I mean, we regulate it. And when it takes place on our land, we're intimately involved in it. And one of the things that, he's tasked me with looking at is, what do we do? We certainly have great, with the U.S. Geological Survey, which is in Interior, does a lot of the analysis of resource opportunities, but the Bureau of Land Management is the primary permitter of mining activity on federal lands, and we play that role. We play that role, and the president is saying, what other things do we need to do to ensure that the critical minerals that we need to power the future economy are not only available to us in terms of mining them, but also available to us in terms of production? Because if we're just mining them and sending them to China and bringing them back, I'm not sure that's the optimal solution.
I tell you what, it's going to be a fascinating 12 days. Can't wait for the debate coming up in just a few minutes. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome again to Las Vegas and to Southern Nevada. Really appreciate all that you have done, and hopefully we'll get a chance to visit again.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Have a great day.
That's Interior Secretary David Bernhardt right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Indeed, we are broadcasting live from the Las Vegas Strip. Jim Dallas here. Kevin is over at Rhythm Kitchen right now as we get ready to watch the new debate. In fact, he's there with a lot of his friends, and you could be there too, the Rhythm Kitchen, and head on over there and enjoy the debate tonight. Hopefully it's an enjoyable debate. That will be debatable, won't it? Which we will do tomorrow, of course, on the Kevin Wall Show. I just wonder how the President of the United States is going to react to the microphone muting. No broadcaster, believe me, being in the business for many, many years, over 30 years, you don't want your microphone muted when you have something to say. It's very frustrating, and of course, we know the President's personality, so we definitely will keep an eye on that. And you want to keep it right here on AM 670, because we are going to bring you that presidential debate right here live on KMZQ. Kevin will be back tomorrow, same time, same place.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart. And having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district court